Old school relationship advice means well most of the time, but some of it is out of touch and should become a thing of the past. Some of these rules or tips need to be redefined and clarified for the time we live in now. This is according to psychologist Dr. Joshua Klapow. For example,
Klapow.
For example, Steve, the old cliche, and this is biblical, don't go to bed angry. Dr. Klapow says, we've heard this classic, but it's unrealistic. And sometimes going to bed mad and sleeping on it is better. What do you say?
Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I wish we could go to bed and not be mad. I really do.
Right.
Don't nobody want to go to bed mad. You know, you got to sleep backs to each other. Somebody roll over and touch you. You jumping. Get your damn foot off me. Nobody want that. I think it's better to do that. Now, is it realistic to expect not to ever go to bed mad? No, I don't think it is.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
But that show ain't good to go to bed mad.
Right. If not, we're going to be up all night.
Or you'll wake up mad.
Let me tell you something.
Remember that you know, I hate that.
If you let a woman go to bed mad, when she wake up, she going to be just as mad or madder because she done thought about some more stuff. Now, dudes wake up and go, hey, baby, how you doing? How the hell you think? How was I last night when you shut your eyes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I think he's wrong about that. It's not healthy.
All right. Dr. Klapow says you can change them. He says it's a romantic idea, the old cliche, you can change them. But he points out it's not your responsibility to change anyone, right?
I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not your job to change anyone, nor do you have the ability.
Right. That's something that women have. I mean, we may as well admit that. We're always trying to change.
Absolutely, surely.
And I think it's the nurturer in us. We always
change him, girl. I can change him.
I know he's like that right now, but once he gets
Give me 6 months.
Let me work on him, girl.
Don't worry.
Let me do my thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got this.
Girl, you're going to have to work it every day, though.
You work it every day.
I'll change for you. You do it every day.
Shut up, boy.
Women are guilty of that. All right, here's another one. Some people never change. That's the cliche, the old school cliche. Dr. Klapow says on the flip side, the suggestion that someone is incapable of changing is wrong. And it ignores the fact that we all have control over our choices.
So I absolutely agree with that. That's 100% true.
Yeah.
He's only said one thing I didn't agree with.
And that was the first one. Yeah.
I agree with that.
You don't go to bed.
People change.
Yeah.
People change, man.
All right.
All the time.
Here's another one, old school. Love will keep you together. Love will keep you together. He says this works in an old romantic movie, but in real life, it takes a lot more than love to make it work.
Speak on it, Harvey.
What love got to do? Got to do with it.
Come on, Tina.
What love but a second-hand emotion? What's
all right, you're gonna take it up.
Gotta do. Ain't got nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah,
you need a way more than love.
Yeah, you gotta honor that commitment. That'll make you stay and compromise.
Love, understanding, take the blame, eat it.
Not be right all the time.
Take it on the chin.
He said eat it.
Eat that.
Chew on it.
It ain't never worked for me. Never.
All right,
what?
Here's
Junior.
No, that love thing. I told her I love her, but my replacement was at the door. When you open, I'm just like, who is this? Oh, this is Chris. We going to dinner. You and Chris. I love you, though.
To the left, to the left, to the left.
Mad as you through.
June, you've been played so hard. It's scary.
Yeah. It's almost like, what?
But Junior, you've grown up now. You're 40 now.
Yeah.
You're good now. Yeah, that was back. Yeah.
I ain't had nothing.
We've all been through some things like that, though.
Chalk it up to the game.
All right, old school, love will keep, know your role in the relationship. That's old school. Dr. Klapow says, forget this old gender stereotype. And remember, there's not a required way for you to act. your role in a relationship shouldn't always be the same. It's constantly shifting.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I missed it. Start over, Shirley.
All right.
I didn't understand.
Okay.
Know your role.
Know your role in the relationship. That's old school thinking, okay? Dr. Klapow says, forget this old gender stereotype and remember there is not a required way for you to act. That's new school thinking. He says your role in a relationship isn't going to be the same all the time. It's constantly changing, and that's a good thing. That's what he's saying. He says it'll shift organically. And that's a good thing. A good thing. You think your role should stay the same in a relationship?
I think your roles have to be defined so that everybody has an understanding of positioning. And then I think there has to be some type of give and take.
Yeah.
Where sometimes the other person can do that. I'm not saying like roles, like you do all the cleaning and I'm not talking about that.
Yeah. But if you're good with money,
do the money thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that could be either side.
If you role playing, then your roles change. Like, you know, I might be Batman one night, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But then next night I might be Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm saying? Your roles do change. So you have to know that. Yeah.
Organically, right, nephew?
Organically
and realistically, you're neither one.
Superhero.
All right, here's old school. You should stay with them for better or for worse.
That's not happening.
He says, we all want to think our partner will stick around no matter what, but if a relationship is unhealthy, you don't need to stick it out.
Out till death do us part. Get out.
All right, we do have to get out. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy is going to run that prank back right after this.